happy birthday.
I thought we were friends.
What are you talking about?
I saw you with everyone.
Students, Marina Mills committed suicide.
That was a nice video you posted.
I'm not posting any of this.
I don't think this was a suicide. I think it was a ritual.
Friend Requests, the next big blockbuster hit from the biggest studio, up-and-coming studio out there, Entertainment Studios. I can see the light and the blue screen just popping up right now. Entertainment Studios. Well, I finally found out their business model. If Jason Blum's business model is, if you go over $5 million, I cut your dick off, Entertainment Studios' model is, hey, has that movie been sitting on the shelves? Has that been sitting on the shelves? We'll take it then. Because that's what all their movies look like. Like they've been sitting on the shelves for at least about a five-year time span. Like I said, Friend Request. Directed by a German director, Simon Verhoeven. Yeah, so Germany's brought their problems to us in the form of a movie. It's awesome. Friend Request follows, how do I put this? A dumbass concept of a haunted Facebook page, if you will. And basically what the movie's about, we got Alicia Denham Carey, who plays Laura in here, and she's, I guess you can call her popular, but she only had 844 friends. I don't know how the fuck that makes you popular, but I digress. They're in college. She's in college. She's having the time of her life. She's got her two best friends, the stereotype friends. One's a whore, and the other one's the fat one that nobody wants to touch. You know, the usual tropes here. The fat one's played by Brooke Markham, Isabel in the movie. And then the whore is played by Britt Morgan, who's Olivia. Typical tropes. And then the third friend, which is the main character here, she's got to be the Miss Perfect type. You know, everybody loves her. She's just the sweetest. She helps in charities. She's gorgeous, but she's not too uptight. You know, it's just like, get the fuck out of here already. I forgot who she was dating. Oh, yeah, she's dating William Mosley in here, Tyler. And there's another dude, well, it's two dudes, Sean Marquette, who plays Gustavo. He's dating Isabel, the fat one. And Connor Paolo, Kobe, he just hangs out in the group. I don't know why they keep him around. He's the creepiest motherfucker in the whole group. It's like what happens towards the end with him, I'm not shocked by that, the way he kept staring at everyone. But you could tell he has, like, a thing for Laura, and my allergies are just kicking in. I literally just saw this movie, like, an hour ago. That's how I spent my Saturday today, folks. Watching Friend Request. That's what happens when you don't get screeners. So, excuse me. Allergies are kicking in now. So, they're all happy. Well, except for Kobe, because he's trying to get some ass. And, till one day she, I guess this girl in class, played by Liz, I don't know how you pronounce that, Lisselle Ahlers, she plays Marina in the movie. And I gotta tell you, I looked up her photos here. She's a South African woman. She is gorgeous as hell. Like, you would not know that in this movie. Like, she's got that hoodie on, no makeup on. She's constantly looking like she's like a squirrel. Like, she don't know which way to go. She's just looking around in circles and all that shit. She looks like she hangs out with the Cucamonga Cracker Killers or something like that. You know, just little things like that. You look at her photos, though, you're like, damn. She could have easily been the lead here because she's hot. Either way, though, so I digress. So, one day she sends her friend requests, I guess, on Facebook, because that's what this movie follows. Ugh, fuck Facebook. And, she starts to talk to Laura. They start to hang out, and she's all giddy and stuff. And then, what caused this incident to happen? I can't remember. Oh, well, either way, though, She start look, I just saw the movie an hour ago. She starts sending this girl, Laura, all kinds of messages. It's like, reply to me back, hurry up, blah, 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 this and that. And, you know, she kind of finds it to be, Laura's like, all right, this is a little bit creepy. She's like, well, I'll answer her back, you know, because I'm a nice person. And she's like, you know, I'm not going to really, it's not going to be really a party or anything like that. It's just going to be me and Tyler. We're just going to hang out, you know, just a one-on-one thing. And I guess Marina, she's like, oh, okay, that sounds fun or whatever. Well, this idiot, it is just her and Tyler, but you know what? It's all of her close friends at the rest. They're at this little nice restaurant front here, and it's the usuals, whatever. The ones she usually hang out, and her mom. Why she just didn't tell her it's like a private dinner, you know, it's like my closest friends and my mother. No, she had to make up this elaborate-ass lie. Oh, it's just me and him going to dinner. But the idiot decides to take photos and post it on her fucking Facebook page, literally that the girl is stalking. What a fucking idiot. Anyway, so the Marina, she noticed, she's like, hey, wait a minute, she told me it was just her and Tyler. It's all these other people doing here. So she decides, and then she tags the fucking restaurant in the damn photos too. So she goes to the restaurant and she sees them clear as day right out the window just having a jolly old time. And she's like, you fucking bitch. You lied to me or whatever. You know what? I didn't think about this, but I'm on the bad girl side now, Marine. I'm on her side. It's like, why you have to fucking lie to me like that? Just straight up tell me. What the hell's going on? Oh, it's my black. I thought it was a friend request I was getting right now. And so the next day at school, Laura's getting her little lunch together and stuff, which, by the way, looked like a shitty-ass cafeteria for a college room, too, as big as this school was. And sure enough, she gets confronted by Rain. Rain's like, you lied to me. I saw you with your friends. I saw it all over Facebook and stuff. And they get into this big, like, shoving battle. And everybody's like, what's wrong with that weird girl? I love her. Now, remind you how I said, they said, what's wrong with the weird girl? They're comforting Laura and be like, she was weird and she's creepy or whatever. Fuck her. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her. Matter of fact, they even said that in the movie. Fuck that bitch. And next thing you know it, her hoodie comes off. And she's like, she got like a bunch of bald spots on the top of her head and shit. She's got like blood coming out of it. She's like, oh God. She runs off. She's embarrassed. Next thing you know, this girl is constantly trying to FaceTime this girl on her laptop. I'm ashamed of even using my MacBook Pro right about now. And why couldn't it be a Vio? I had to be a fucking MacBook Pro. Anyway, though, so getting a bunch of FaceTime, so Laura decides, you know what, I'm just going to cut ties with this girl. That was pretty embarrassing with what happened in school. I'm going to unfriend her. Next you know, Laura finds out she's been unfriended by this girl, and she's like, oh, hell no. This bitch, first she lied to me, now so Laura decides, well, not Laura, Marina decides, well, I'm going to kill myself. Now you about to know what it feels like to be lonely here. She decides to kill herself by hanging herself and setting herself on fire as well at the same time. And she sends the video to Laura's Facebook page here. Next thing you know it, she decides, hey, you know what? You're going to feel like what it's like to be lonely. She decides to kill her closest friends that pretty much were just at that party there. So Laura can start, and then posting the videos on her Facebook page that Laura just so happens to conveniently can't delete, nor neither of the videos, and none of their friends' Facebook page seems to be working anyway. A haunted Facebook page movie? God damn, that's genius. Green light the shit out of that. Only at Entertainment Studios here, I see. And, excuse me, people. And next thing you know, it just goes through finding out that, oh, this girl was not even using her real name. It wasn't a suicide. She performed a sacrifice from previous witches that they did, which was called the Black Mirror Effect. And this just gets stupider and stupider the more I talk about it now. I'm thinking like, wow, this is the dumbest shit I've possibly ever heard of. This might go down, hands down, as the dumbest fucking premise of the year. And I've seen some dumbass movies this year, and I'm talking dumb premises, but this might take the cake. A haunted Facebook page that's gonna kill your friends so you no longer have Facebook friends. There's nothing wrong with the audio, people. That's just me staring at myself in the mirror right now. Pause, thinking of that dumbass premise. Either way, though, so that's your plot synopsis. That is legitimately your plot synopsis. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and get into everything I hated about this goddamn movie because, well, surprise, surprise, I didn't really like anything. I know there's some probably some comments saying this is a really clever thing to do. The I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. This kind of reminded me of that movie Unfriended, the Skype, a real live time movie that they made like 2 years ago. I absolutely hated that movie. And I know some critics gave it pass because like, oh, it's new and creative. It's like, that is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of. And I feel like I've seen this movie before. And well, even though I was watching it, I was like, man, did I see this movie last year and just forgot about it? Because I know this came out in Germany last year and has been making its round around the world earlier January this year. So I'm looking, I'm going like, maybe I did see this movie and it got debunked, put on the shelves, and then they tried to repackage it and they re-released it, kind of like some Disney Vault shit, and called it the Diamond Edition. Here you go. Welcome to the Diamond Edition of Friend Request. So the cops get involved with this movie. And they're blithering fucking idiots. She is constantly on the phone talking about delete my Facebook page. She tried to delete it herself. And even the school gets involved. The school's like, oh, we're going to have to we're going to suspend you. We'd have to possibly expel you because you're posting these disgusting videos. And I got to tell you, that was the dumbest damn thing I heard in the movie when she said that. I just looked at her and was just like, you can check my phone log and see that I've called Facebook's customer service to have them delete it, and they possibly said they couldn't delete it for some reason. It wasn't working to get deleted. So and then she could pull a laptop or her phone out. I don't know why nobody brings her phone out. She could pull her phone out and go like, hey, look at this, this is me deleting it, and it's saying error unknown, can't delete. But she never does that. The cops are blithering idiots. They keep investigating her because she's posting the video. And they're her friends. Now, at least that's what they believe. Now, the dumb thing about this is they say we don't have a tracking IP address unless you're a computer hacker, which they know she isn't. So why are they still investigating her when they can clearly see it's not her that's doing it? She's just, even if it was just her, she's just posting videos. What the hell I got to do with the murders of these people? Why don't they call Facebook and see what's going on since they are detectives? Wow. I guess ever since BVS, where with Batman, the world's greatest detective, since then, detectives have just been keyword for complete and total dumbass. So, another thing I really hated about this movie was the Facebook counter on the screen as far as her friends dropping. That thing pops up multiple times. Now, I remember my Facebook page. I had probably like over, I had a lot of friends, actually. I had like 3,000, maybe 4,000. That I can remember of. Now, this girl has a total of 844 friends. And they keep putting the counter up there on the screen every time a new video goes up. And she loses 10, 20, 30, up to 100 friends. Till she was down to her last 100. Girl, it's only 844 friends. Who gives a shit? Matter of fact, you don't even talk to half these people in the campus. So why do you give a shit at your Facebook account? Has the police and dean ever heard of computer hacking? Social media hacking? It happens all the time, so social hacking's here. Apparently it doesn't exist in this town, though. Another thing I hated in this movie was the goddamn dialogue. Jesus Christ. This dialogue was awful. There was terrible scenes in here where you just like, you just couldn't help but go and roll your eyes and go like, you close your eyes and you look up at the sky and you just go like, are you fucking kidding me? Especially when the dude, Kobe, gets into, oh my God, let me show you about code. This is your Facebook code. That isn't code, though. That's something else. Something I've never seen in my lifetime. I was like, okay. Wow. I just like looked at the sky and said, oh dear Lord. It's Saturday. I forgot what time we went to go see this movie. Like I said, it was like an hour ago. What was it right now? Three. All right, so I saw this like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours ago down there. And I looked up at the sky, and I prayed, made a prayer to Jesus. This is the first time I've ever prayed to Jesus before. And I said, Jesus, if you're up there, hopefully you're up there, you'll put that doomsday clock on my vision of the world, and you would count it down to the last 2 minutes so I don't have to finish this movie here. Please, Jesus, just go ahead and do that. And let's get this doomsday thing over. Because the end of the world is supposed to happen today. People, I don't know if you knew that or not. The end of the world is happening. Why the fuck couldn't it happen right when I was watching this movie, huh? Especially when it got into demonic codes. Why didn't Facebook look into that? So basically, that even further confirmed that, oh my god, her Facebook page is haunted. I love it too because the first friend that dies is Sean Marquette, Gustavo's character here. And he dies by pretty much slamming himself into the elevator. Keeps slamming his head multiple times. Because, sure enough, I will say the one clever, well, not clever, but the one good thing they did add in this movie is security footage and cameras. And on the security footage, when they're watching it, they don't see any of the stuff that the friends see when they brought the die, like the constant hornet's nest, the creepy demonic person that comes out and finishes the job, if you will. Like, they don't see that at all on the camera. They just see that person committing suicide. So I can give a tad bit of credit just for acknowledging that, oh yeah, that's right. This is a dorm room. This is a hospital. This is so-and-so. Yeah, they do have security cameras. So let's actually watch those stuff. But the first thing here, Gustavo, the way he dies, I love it too because the fat girl that's been friend-zoned by him, she opens up the elevator or whatever, or she gets on the elevator, and next thing you know, she just sees this dude bashing his head in. Next thing you know, I thought the next scene, I kid you not, they're going to the hospital, and I'm thinking like, oh, they're checking on the friend, making sure he's okay, if he died or not. No. It's the fat friend in the hospital bed, and she's just sitting there going like, this is all your fault. This is all... I was like, why the fuck is she in the hospital bed? And they use an overabundance of makeup in this film around the eyes to make it look like they've been... like they're in shock, like they're paranoid, like they just haven't slept in days, and it looks bad in the film, too. Like, it's constantly... And this whole time she's in the hospital saying, you know what you did, Laura. You know what you did, and the whole audience sitting there is like, what did she do? Because I really don't know what she did. I don't get what happened at all. The dude that friend-zoned you, you find him bashing his head into the elevator. What the hell did Laura have to do with that? Not to mention, what really pissed me off about the friends in this film, too, is they legitimately know she didn't post the videos. Because they're with her by the time they get posted, and most of the time. The second thing is, they stood right there with her and watched her try to delete that page, and it wouldn't get deleted. And then all of us, I love it too, because the friend Britt Morgan, the one that plays the whore, she's like, ah, just delete your Facebook page if you didn't do it. She's like, you saw me trying to delete it. She's like, well, I don't know, just get rid of it, delete it, whatever. It's just like, okay, that conversation really took me out of the movie. It's just like, are you fucking kidding me? So then the movie really gets into some ridiculous third act shit. And this is like the typical trope of horror films now. Excuse me, now I got hiccups now too? Jesus. And this is the typical trope of horror films where they try to make it look like on a cliffhanger. Wish Upon did this. And of course some other horror films that do this. And a lot of found footage films. It's like the villain or the evil entity always wins. So they find out the only way to stop her is by destroying the mirror that she hung herself in front of. And the mirror that they have here is her laptop. They gotta destroy that thing. But first, we gotta find out where she killed herself at. So they do this whole background story on her. And these kids pretty much just bullied her at the orphanage she grew up with and stuff. They just bullied her, so she ended up murdering their asses. And, you know, that should be the done deal of everything, right? No. And so you're like, yeah, kind of, the way they were bullying her by beating on her and stuff like that, said she looked weird and all that great stuff. So little young Marina, she mutilated their faces, and now they're dead too, sleeping with the fishes. So you're trying to wonder, like, why is she still pissed off? Revenge is done. It's over. It's a done deal. But no, so Laura and Kobe, they decide to go to the girl's house where she grew up and stuff, where it was burnt down. Well, because this girl was... her mother was in that house, pregnant with Marina at the time. Sure enough, she still gave birth to her, even though she was dead. So she didn't give birth to her. I guess they had to cut the baby out of her. And they don't see the laptop nowhere. But Kobe, he's like, that thing is coming for me. It's like, well, he comes up with an idea. You can't be lonely if you're dead, though. I gotta kill you. So he pulls out a knife, and he stabs Marina, or Laura. And she manages to escape him somehow, some way. She escapes, she runs away, and she looks at this old photo. She goes like, oh, wait a minute, this old photo. That's where the laptop must be. It's at an old factory. Why is it there? Who knows? I guess that's where she mutilated the boys at, the two boys, so I don't know why she would hang herself there, but I digress. Meanwhile, back at the hospital, because the whore, Britt Morgan's character, she threw herself out of the window to kill herself and landed right on the car of Tyler and Laura that was driving in. But for some odd-ass reason, though, even though the girl, Laura, has an alibi here, the cops are asking her what happened to Olivia. And I'm looking at them like, she's got a witness and an alibi. The girl threw herself out of a fucking window. God damn, these cops were stupid as hell. Well, Olivia actually ended up living in the movie. Until, sure enough, the cops are still questioning Tyler. Olivia, she manages a way to get possessed somehow. And she takes one of the officer's guns and she shoots herself in the head. And you don't see the cops after that no more. But you're looking at them like, you're like, is that enough proof now? They're just crazy, or they're possessed, or whatever it may be. So Tyler, he's like, I'm on my way, I'm gonna come your way, and he ends up finding Laura, but Kobe tags along with Tyler, and he stabs Tyler right in the neck, and he's like, I'm gonna finish the job, only for Kobe to get killed himself. She finds this room, I guess, where a little young Laura says, she comes and says, come with me. And it's funny because she's like, what do you want from me? What do you want from me, huh? And she's like, I just want to be friends with you forever and ever. And sure enough, she goes into the room and she sees the body being hung there. And she looks at the laptop. She doesn't pick the laptop up to smash it. She stares into the laptop. I'm just like looking at her and just like, I'll just hurry up and kill this girl. Let's get it over with. Next thing you know, she wakes up in the laptop, but in the middle of the woods somewhere with a mirror of the laptop standing there. And you know what? This big-ass creature-looking demon comes out and I guess supposedly it's supposed to be a jump scare because this movie has tons of them and they're not effective at all, if you ask me. But jump scares are never effective. I don't like jump scares, so. And next you know, we fast forward a couple of, I guess because the mom killed herself too, because remember, she was at that dinner party too, so she had to kill herself as well. Everybody pretty much killed herself. Next you know, we go fast forward to a new school and we see Laura with a hoodie on. And looking just like Marina did, and she's staring at her Facebook page at the cafeteria, and she's looking at the three popular girls, and she looks back at her laptop, and it says, zero friends. Oh my God. It's enough to make me want to kill myself now. So she, next you know it, you just see her eyes over the laptop, and they look evil and demonic, and then next you know it, the movie cuts off. You're like, oh, okay, all right. You see this trend I'm talking about with horror films? They always cut off with, like, did the demon really die, or did it just move on? And sure enough, we just found out, oh, it's just a never-ending cycle that continues throughout. Oh, fuck this movie. This movie is such a low fuck it, it's not even funny. I was bored out of my mind. It's nothing but, this movie is based around jump scares. Oh, and a Facebook friend request counter here, too, as well. Not to mention the killer ads of the girl. The police officer never once decide to check this girl's Marina's Facebook page. She's literally posting stuff in the same time. She's supposed to be dead, but she's still posting stuff. They don't even check her Facebook page. Like, she's accepting friend requests. Like, she's adding friend requests to the friends that she's going to kill and stuff. And it's like, where are the cops to check this out? What kind of detective work are they doing? Why am I going 23 movies to talk about this goddamn movie is what I want to know here. So, you know what? With that said, this movie is a low fuck it. I'm sure Entertainment Studios is going to post open and be like, wow, this movie's gonna make money because this movie didn't cost shit. I don't even think it's gonna, we'll find out tomorrow. I don't even think it's gonna hit the top five because this movie hasn't been marketed at all or whatever. So, but I really in the bet it's making its money back because this movie probably cost a total of about $3.95. So, and I'm not talking about million, I mean dollars. $3.95 and change and dollars here. And they're gonna make another one. It's gonna call Friend Request 2 The Chapter Begins Again or something like that. I don't know what it would call, but I'm not gonna talk no more about this movie because I absolutely hated this movie. This is like top 10 worst of material the way this film went off here. So yeah, it's definitely a low fuck it. I hate this movie.
Or do I?
No, I really did hate this movie.
How witches got revenge on people. They hate possessing them, haunting them, killing them.